Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Van Gilder drops the ball. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball towards left. Stone settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stone. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive towards the mound. Grove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Hale reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Van Gilder moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by Cochran, who chases it to the backstop. Gehringer reaches first on the wild pitch. There goes Stone. The throw from Grove and he throws it away. Stone is safe on the error. There goes Van Gilder. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Stone. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel spins and fires to second, with Dykes covering, and Fothergill is picked off. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball towards left. Stone settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stone. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive towards the mound. Van Gilder catches it and throws to first to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Tigers. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tavener moves to second. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-3 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tavener moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Stone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Haas is chasing the ball. Stone rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.